Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, to Saturday evening, Saturday night, Rolling Energy. We're coming live to you from St. Louis, Missouri, as we roll through St. Louis, Missouri tonight. Going to give a special shout out to some people that are helping us, because without these people, we would not be doing a show for you, because they run our radio board. So the shout outs need to go out to Richard and Joy Matwishan, because they work the board majority of the time. Scott and Tricia Schreiber. To Diana Anderson. And to Sean Doc Farrell. Without these important people running our boards, there would be no show. Tonight, we're going to give you some very exciting information. So I suggest you get a pen and piece of paper to write this information down. Also, want to let you know that we will not be discussing any medical. This show has not been evaluated by the FDA or any government agencies. So please refrain from asking any kind of medical questions, as we would have to cut you off, because, once again, this is educational and information only. So we ask that you keep it to that. Income. We will not be discussing any type of income possibilities. Please get back with the person that invited you so you can find out what the information is. You can go to their website directly, and you can find all the information that you need will be directly on that person's website. So we ask that you refrain from asking any kind of income questions. We ask that you just get back with the person that invited you to this show and find out all the information directly from them. It's in writing on their website. And I also want to put a shout out to a good friend, a business partner, a mentor, and someone that has been in this arena a long time. And that is Professor Irv Samuels. Now, Professor Samuels actually taught at a major university in Ohio, and he's wrote two curriculums for the university. So I value and trust what he says, and you should too. You will learn a lot of information from him. So with that being said, let's get the MBA of Business, and like I said, he wrote two curriculums for the university. Let's get Professor Irv on here so we can get the show on the road. Irv, you here?
I believe I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for paying attention this evening. We're going to talk about a lot of information that certainly is eye-opening. And for anybody that decides to embrace this information, it is absolutely amazing to the degree that it could certainly impact not only your current circumstances, but literally your future circumstances in so many significant ways. For those that are first-time listeners tonight, you will be rewarded for just kind of sticking around with us with some free, absolutely no obligation, quantum resonators, and we'll talk a little bit about those coming up shortly. They will be an amazing experiment for you to prove that our world has changed significantly. So let's start in the beginning, and that probably would be about 1900. There was a young man that came across the ocean to the United States. His name was Nikola Tesla. And for those of you that are unfamiliar with Tesla, he has a lot of repute in the world. He wasn't necessarily given the credit for everything that he had brought to the world, but incidentally, a lot of what he did do and what he worked on and theorized is slowly but surely becoming part of our culture. So he was, for those, again, that aren't familiar with him, he was a physicist. He was a mechanical engineer, an electrical engineer. And he probably is best known for his work on providing a modality that would have made electricity through the airwaves free to the world. Well, most people don't have that privilege. Most people probably, like myself, have meters on their homes. And that was kind of a reality caused by a situation with some competitors in the theoretical arena, specifically Edison and Westinghouse. But Mr. Tesla worked on a lot of other things. And the one that we're going to kind of, I guess, hone in tonight on is something that he was working on in the mid-20s, referred to as quantum resonating energy. Now we're going to jump into the future, and that would bring us up to 2012. A young man from New Hampshire was invited to the Tesla convention that year. And for those of you that have never heard of that, it's a esoteric event in which gifted individuals are invited on an exclusive invitation basis, and it's a true honor to be one of those invitees. Well, this young man from New Hampshire specifically was given the honor, but his father, Rick Hassler, who had recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera for big bucks, had some reservations in letting his young son go to that convention, primarily because it was in Germany that year, and Mike was, again, a backwoods young man from New Hampshire. Certainly not a worldwide traveler, and excuse my French, but Rick wasn't quite sure if Mike was ready for exposure to a bunch of geeky people, said with, you know, due respect. And there were arguments in the house, quite a few, and ultimately the young man, Mike, won up. He said, "Dad, you know, I have to be there. This is probably the biggest event of my life." And Rick, you know, condescended and said, "You know, Mike, you're right. You have to be there, but there's a catch. You're going, and I'm going with you." And that is exactly how it turned out. They both went to the convention. They sat in the lectures. They learned everything that could be learned. And they absolutely had their eyes opened in so many dimensions. They came back to the States. Rick, the father, basically pigeonholed everything he had heard because, to him, all of the theoretical items that they were talking about at that event seemed like the craziest science fiction that he could relate to. Things that, you know, he might have seen on Star Wars or Star Trek or, you know, just basic Orson Welles kind of stuff, but way in the future, you know, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, he thought, you know, some of it might come into our real realm of application. But his son Mike had completely different perception. And he said to his dad, "You know, based upon what we heard, I believe I could develop something practical, and I believe I could impact the world." And his dad did a double take, maybe a quadruple take. And the reason for that is, again, you know, he was in the exact same audience, and there wasn't anything that was practical that he came away with. So when his son said that, he couldn't believe it. So he said to his son, "What are you talking about? And what do you need?" And the son said, "Well, I'm going to go into, you know, developing energy devices, and I'm going to be able to, you know, make a difference in you know, a lot of different aspects of some of the most complicated issues in our world." And his dad still, you know, questioning everything that Mike said, but he said, "Are you sure?" And Mike said, "Yeah." And then he said, "Well, what do you need?" And Mike said, "Money, Dad." Well, that really wasn't an issue. And at that point, Mike started spelling out specifically what he needed. He needed some state-of-the-art computers. He needed some blue light equipment. He needed some equipment to isolate frequencies and embed it into aqueous solutions and other storage modalities. And he went on and on, basically describing a quantum physics laboratory. And his dad looked at him and he said, "Are you sure that you know what you're doing here? This is a lot of money that we're going to be laying out." And Mike said, "I got it, Dad." And Rick had a lot of confidence in his sons, as he does in all of his sons. And as a consequence, he gave him the checkbook. Mike went shopping. Didn't take very long till he came up with all the equipment he needed. He went to work. And in an amazingly brief period of time, he came up with an idea that was patentable. And they filed for the patent. Since then, there are 5 additional patents, having been granted, and quite a few in the works. And here is the story of the first patent. And that is, basically, we understand that our entire universe is all about energy. And, you know, basically, when we look at that, if you're looking through a windshield, or if you're looking through a window, if you're driving on pavement or concrete, if you specifically are looking at a tree or walking on grass, everything resonates a specific frequency in which it is one of a kind to itself and is exclusive to itself. Well, that was the first part. The second part is that once we isolate a frequency, we have the ability to then embed it into a storage device. And for simplicity's sake, I'm going to call those batteries, because we all understand batteries store energy, and this is, you know, kind of an advanced situation with that same fundamental principle. These are storage of energy, quantum resonating energy. And over the years, and again, this started in 2012, this is now, you know, 2021, so we're 8 years plus into the experimentation, they have developed various modalities. Finding the ones that work best are holograms and carbon layered fibers. And the reason they work best is that when they embed the energy into these devices, it holds it very efficiently without it morphing or changing in any way. So ultimately, as we move forward, and this is really the, I'll call it the magic or the miraculous part of the patent, we specifically have things embedded into these batteries. And when anything with a biofield, and that could be a plant, that could be an animal, that could be a human, comes in with the, you know, into the proximity of one of these batteries, the recipient receives the energy from that battery in the same fashion as if they had consumed the original source, or as if they had been exposed directly to the original emanating source of that energy. What did I just say? No way. Our world isn't there yet. That's definitely science fiction, right? Well, that's what I thought when I first heard it. But somebody pretty wise said, "Well, let me see if I can't help you understand what's going on here." And I said, "Please do." And at that point, they say, "You know what the sun is, right?" And I said, "Yeah." And then they said, "Are you aware that by simple exposure to the sun, even if a blind man is exposed to the sun, that through the resonating energy from the sun, the body picks up on that energy and it begins to develop high levels of vitamin D3 within the mammalian body?" And I said, "Yeah, I understand that." And then they said, "Are you aware that no matter how much sun exposure they receive, it has absolutely no ability to overdose in the body? The body only produces what it needs." I said, "Okay." And then they said, "And furthermore, are you aware that man through his wide wisdom of engineering and his, you know, amazing ability to develop all kinds of, you know, solutions, has not figured out a way to produce anything that creates vitamin D3 in an efficient manner nearly as effective as the sun. And I immediately said, well, you know, it's divine development, or, you know, however our universe works, I can understand why man might have a problem competing with that. And then they said to me, bingo. And I really didn't realize that I had a bingo at that point, but I started putting the little pieces together, and I figured, well, you know, if the sun does that and the body can respond to the energy, then if these guys have figured out how to just simply isolate energy, put it into these batteries, and the body responds to the batteries in the same fashion as they do to the original source, then I guess that is a bingo. I didn't believe it, but I heard it. I sort of understood it. And at that point, I said, bring it on. So I, you know, got these various modalities, began to experiment with them. And each and every time that I experimented with one, I became more amazed at how efficiently they worked. And here is the practicality. The first modality, the first battery that this company put up or put together is called Relief. And what it does is it provides relief, relief from anxiety and stress, relief from physical discomfort, relief from nausea, relief from pretty much anything that the mammalian or that the human mammal can complicate his life and develop these symptoms that require relief. And this little battery is about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. It looks like a Band-Aid. It's clear. And it holds the energy for about 72 hours, 3 days. All you do is peel it off, stick another one on, and you're good to go, and you have the benefits of relief for another 72 hours, sometimes longer, sometimes less, depending on the, you know, energy blockages within the recipient. But bottom line is they work extremely effectively. They now have been perfected to the point where they have more than 100 separate frequencies embedded into them. They are huge and much better and much safer than anything else that man has brought to the table relative to providing relief, safe for the youngest infant on the planet to the oldest geriatric. Now, there is one caveat, and that is these are energy-only modalities, absolutely no chemical composition. You can look at the certificate of analysis, which our company, you know, has provided to us in the case we were going after, you know, large corporate accounts, and they wanted to see exactly what these things were. There is no chemical composition, so that report shows that there's nothing in them, and there is nothing in them chemically, only energetically. So what that ultimately means is that they are more efficient, and we'll detail that in a minute. But let's talk about the second modality and the caveat. Second modality is something called nitro. We have a natural system within our bodies when we're young, you know, men 18, women 22, 24. They peak out with extremely efficient natural production of nitric oxide. It's a gas produced throughout the cardiovascular system, and it works very efficiently, and our modality stimulate that natural production so that even if you're older, you could begin to enjoy the entire youthful benefits that you had when you were at your prime. The caveat is you need a lot of hydration. Hydration is critical for energy effectiveness in the body. The more hydrated you are, the better and faster results that you will see. And hydration, it's one of those things that on a day-to-day basis, you can improve that reality in your body. So, you know, if you're chronically dehydrated, it's time to turn that around. Begin to drink more water. So nitric oxide, back in 1998, specifically a pharmacologist won the Nobel Physics Prize as they were doing, you know, basically charting the original understanding of why and how and what nitric oxide does. And here's a takeaway. It's a natural vasculator. It virtually allows your entire cardiovascular system to disseminate oxygen and nutrients more efficiently to every cell in the body. What does that mean? Well, let's think about that. Oxygen. How important is that? If you don't think it's very important, just quit breathing for a while. And on the other side, if you want to really experience how powerful oxygen is, do a little hyperventilation or you know, go to an oxygen bar and, you know, pump some oxygen. You'll absolutely find that it leads to more efficient everything in your daily functioning. And that would be performance, you know, performance in mental clarity and focus, performance in physical activities, including in the bedroom, and so many, many aspects of our lives. In fact, if you talk to most people that are in some kind of competitive sports activity, they'll tell you they're already supplementing with something that stimulates nitric oxide. Nothing as efficient as our energy modality, but they'll, and you ask them why, they'll say, you know, they know that it's really important. They'll say triple the pump and half the recovery time. That is so important in every aspect of our lives. You want to perform at your peak, don't you? Then we have other modalities. We have an immunity modality, and it works. All I can tell you is you need to experience it. In these days and times, everybody needs to do what they can to enhance their everyday immune system function. This one has vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, cotacota, licorice root, elderberry. It has a cornucopia of frequencies from some of the things in our world that are absolutely known to stimulate more effective immune system function. For me, it literally makes the difference between me having complications with allergies and watching them go away as I simply apply one of these batteries. And you'll experience so many benefits. So please try these modalities. They're all unconditionally guaranteed. There's no financial risk in moving forward and trying anything. And again, first-time listeners here can pick the battery of their choice, and they'll get three of them, which is a 9-day supply, absolutely without any complication. All we ask is that you specifically declare which batteries are of interest to you so that you get more information on them, and then pick one of those and we'll get those three samples on their way. The other modalities, and I'm not even going to go into the detail on them, and there's several other CBD, cannabidiol from the full spectrum hemp plant, full spectrum organic CBD. No chemical complications, so every truck driver on the planet, every military active and retired individual, everybody that works for the federal government, state government, school boards, anybody that has a health insurance policy that, you know, kind of restricts the use of things like cannabis, and they could, you know, kind of risk losing their entire health insurance policy, are unaffected by our batteries because we have no chemicals in them. And they work so much more efficiently, and as do all of our modalities, because you don't have to deal with figuring out what milligrams you need. You don't have to worry about the fillers or the complications or the processing involved in providing that particular substance that stimulates, you know, that the system within your body, the endocannabinoid system in the case of CBD, because we're only dealing with energy. And it works continuously, resonates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You swap out the resonators after 72 hours if you're using the simple peel and sticks. Or with the CBD, we happen to have one that is in a carbon fiber, looks like a dog tag, and it is guaranteed for an entire year. That's the one I use, and boy, is it convenient for keeping you, you know, kind of in balance. And that's what stimulating the endocannabinoid system does. Brings everything back to homeostasis. Then we have one called Burn. Burn's phenomenal. It provides natural detoxing, provides for the suppression of cravings, you know, get rid of the need for silly sugars and carbohydrates in your diet. It literally will allow you to re-sculpt your body. You'll begin in a relatively short period of time to see the inches disappear and then eventually the pounds drop off. Doesn't get any simpler than stick on peel and sticks and watch that transformation begin. And we have one that deals with any complication from the neck on up. That's called Revive. And we have other ones, and we have other ones in the works. But I'm going to move ahead just for time's sake, and I'm going to talk about three other specific patented technologies that are revolutionary and so important to everyone. One is an EMF shield. Electromagnetic frequency is everywhere. We're being bombarded. We're literally living in a radiation cloud, and it's getting worse with the rollout of the 5G. And think that, you know, you live in a rural area and you're safe. Well, you're wrong, because they're deploying 32,000 5G satellites. Mr. Musk this week has been declared the richest man on the planet, and he's basically behind that deployment. So, you know, you can't hide. It's time to step forward and do all you can to protect you and your loved ones. We have simple EMF shields, proved effective, very inexpensive, and they literally mitigate 93% of the complications from those devices that are all around us. Your cell phones. By the way, there's 8 billion plus cell phones on the planet now. Your router, your laptop, your notebook, smart TVs, your vacuum cleaner, even your hair dryer emits EMF. And it's time to step forward and begin to protect yourself. We have an incredible technology called a freshness card, and it mitigates the complications of developing mold, fungi, and bacteria. How do they impact us in our lives? In so many ways. For food savings, or, you know, to prolong maybe fresh flowers, or, you know, if you're a bakery kind of a lover, if you specifically would like to have your bread last, you know, much longer, fresher, and vibrant, better tasting, you know, like exactly as it came out of the oven, freshly baked. These cards carry the ability to extend freshness by 50%, and they will save you a ton of money. If you don't have them, every time you throw out your organic red raspberries or your spinach or milk that's gone sour or anything that, you know, kind of is an avoidable waste, it's like burning your hard-earned cash. Don't do that anymore. Try them. They're relatively inexpensive. They're guaranteed for a year, and boy, do they work. And the final item I'm going to talk about is an earthing card. For those of you that are familiar with earthing, I hope you do it every day of the year. For most people, even if you're familiar with it, you just don't take advantage of the earth the way you should. And that is, you know, touch the earth, hug a tree, stick your little toesies in the lake or the ocean, you know, walk on the grass barefoot. But since the inception of vulcanized rubber and then shortly after that plastic, man has pretty much isolated himself from the frequencies of the earth, which are so integral in optimal health. We have a simple card that has that frequency embedded in it. It looks like a credit card. It's so easy to carry. And by carrying it, you are continuously benefiting from the frequencies of the earth and the other frequencies that they've embedded in the card, which, by the way, have been included, or frequencies have been included, that mitigate the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and dirty electricity. And, you know, even if you use stickers on those devices around your home, you can't stop that 4G tower a block away from your house. You can't stop that 5G satellite from penetrating right to the core of your head while you're in bed. Well, if you have one of these simple earthing cards with you, you can make a major, major difference in the damaging effects of that EMF. I could talk a lot of, you know, other details on all of these modalities, but please get back to the individual that invited you to this information, and they'll make sure that they can answer your questions and get additional information in your hands. There is, based upon the magnitude of these exclusive U.S. manufactured, U.S. research and developed, and distribution now worldwide, we have 11 international distribution centers. Specifically, they all are initially sourced from our manufacturing facility in Brockton, Massachusetts, but we have very reliable distribution to more than 70 countries around the world. What does that mean? In my opinion, it spells opportunity. And starting February the 11th of last year, even though the company was, you know, beyond 7 years in doing business, the first 7 years they primarily serviced grocery store chains, and they serviced chiropractors and naturopaths and blue light healers and allopathic doctors and essential oil people around the world that were buying these technologies, private labeling them and selling them to their clients and patients. Well, February the 11th, we opened up a completely different distribution model in which each and every individual, 18 or over around the world, has the ability to profit from these amazing technologies. And this is the simplicity of that. You could become a brand partner immediately. Again, get back to the individual who blessed you with this information. It doesn't cost anything to be a brand partner. At that point, you'll be given a self-replicated website that translates virtually into every language on the planet. So, you know, when you run into anybody, they can indeed investigate the facts. By sharing information, inviting people to these calls, which we do five nights a week. We also have a internet blog show or an internet sharing tool, a webinar site every Tuesday and Saturday morning, Tuesday night and Saturday morning. And we also have recorded videos and audios virtually covering all of these modalities and the history of the company and all the cool things that you heard tonight and much more. If you begin to share, once you have your self-replicated website, as somebody decides to try something, again, all governed by the unconditional guaranteed, you get paid. So a lot of people have come on board, haven't spent any money, began to disseminate information, you know, sharing, using the resources that I just mentioned. Sometimes, you know, just having somebody connect with them, you know, maybe a three-way call. Doesn't matter how you convey the information, and they choose to make a buying decision, cha-ching, your register goes off. And a lot of our brand partners have used that initial income to purchase products within the product line, some purchasing everything in the product line without product expense from their pocket. They did it from their earnings. And then there are the opportunities. Again, this is a tough economy worldwide. If you want to kind of step up your game beyond a little hobby sharing so that you can get, you know, a little dabble money so you can get some free products, you could begin to work this part-time, you know, a couple hours a week. And then if you step up your game, you could work at maybe 10, 12 hours a week, create full-time income working part-time if you learn to do it efficiently. And then on the other hand, there are those individuals like myself that have become absolute zealots. And we know how important this is, and we're on a mission to save the world, to absolutely, you know, kind of put a major barrier between the damaging, mitigating complications of our world and giving people simple, safe energy solutions. And if you do that, the sky is the limit. There literally is no cap on your income potential. With that, back to you, Gary.
Great job, Irv. Great job. One problem. We have nobody here.
Just Sheila and I.
Wow, that's terrible.
I know. Saturday nights are, for some reason, this Saturday night show, we're getting two or three just on Saturday nights, if I remember correctly. We got to work on Saturday night.
Absolutely fascinating. Well, guys, been a pleasure. You know, all I could say is I'm going to go out, and right now we have another 10 hours or so between now and daylight. I could go out and maybe get somebody that might be here tomorrow night. What are your excuses?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm on the road in Illinois in St. Louis, so I will be working on tomorrow night. Thank you all.
Got it.
Good night.
All right. Thanks.
Good night. Bye. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.